This is NMHU Highlands Football on 96.7 Sam FM, the Sports Machine. Today's pregame show is brought to you by Johnny's Mexican Kitchen, 717 Grand Avenue, family operated for over 31 years.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the New Mexico Highlands University Football Pregame Show, sponsored, as always, by our good friends over at Johnny's Mexican Kitchen. The Cowboys getting set to take on Black Hill State here in Spearfish, South Dakota. As always, head coach Eric Young is with us. Coach, long trip up to Spearfish. We're getting ready for a huge RMAC game today. Maybe not record-wise, but just we're not going to touch on last week's game, if we will, but just make note of it. We're pretty much a pretty angry ball club coming into this game.
Oh, absolutely. This is a must-win, as is everything from here to the finish line. You know, one of the things that happened at coming out of last week's game is with a loss, you have no wiggle room left. And so now we're in a situation that we are must-win throughout to give ourselves an opportunity to make postseason play. You know, the regional rankings came out, which we've been talking about, you know, for a while now, and we actually came out still in a favorable spot with 10th in the region, but we've got to win. We've got to win today, and like you said, it's a long trip up here. One of those ones where as soon as they joined the league, you were dreading that trip just a little bit, but here we are, and we've got to come out and play fast today.
You know, we talk about this has been a while since we played on grass. I believe Fort Lewis was the last time, and we put up 50 up there in Fort Lewis. So, needless to say, it's nothing new. The only thing different today, and Art Abreu, the play-by-play announcer for Highlands, is here, and he'll join us in a moment. The only big difference between Fort Lewis and this could be the weather.
Well, absolutely. You know, Fort Lewis early in the season, and we had a beautiful sunny day. You know, sunshine's looking good today, but at the same time, you know, the grass, the temperatures, you know, some of those factors do play in a little bit, but you know, we've actually been trying intentionally to draw some comparisons to Fort Lewis. That was obviously a great outing for us in a 50-0 win. So if we can come out here and perform today as we did at the Fort Lewis game, you know, that's kind of our expectation. That's kind of the direction we need to go with this. You know, we've prepared our guys well all week. You know, we practice in the mornings. It's been some cooler mornings, which is good. Trying to get our guys to make sure they're wearing game dress type attire and getting used to playing in the cold. I think hopefully we got the bugs out of our system at homecoming. We can come out and make the temperatures at least a non-factor today.
Well, Coach, it's going to be interesting to see how your team responds after being challenged last week, and I'm sure you're not too worried about it because, like you told us before, they have a lot of fire in their hearts, and they're an angry football team. We're going to really be tested on the level of our game today.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that I guess the good and the bad is that we haven't lost, and so losing a game last week in what was a very emotional ball game for everybody, you know, to rebound from that after a long road trip is a challenge for our guys, but we're going to find out what kind of ball club we have today. These guys have practiced well all week. You know, there's been a scrap or two out there. Guys are looking to fight. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing on the football field. And, you know, hopefully it's one of those things that they can take that energy, focus it today, and get ourselves back onto our winning ways. You know, we've been having a lot of success. And now we got to make sure that we understand that the system hasn't changed. Got to bounce back today on a long road trip and play well.
You know, Coach, we always talk about the keys to the game, obviously, coming out of last week's game versus Chattanooga. We talked about it on the Monday night show, keeping the intensity alive, but keeping the intensity also under control. So going into this week, we know that we have to come out, get off to that quick start. We're playing a team that's allowing 35 points a game, which fits our style of play. So that's already a plus, we feel, on our side. But what other keys do you see? What do you want to see out of your team today?
You know, we've got to make plays. And you know, it seems really simple to say that, you know, but defensively, we were in position a number of times on jump balls, on deep balls, fade balls, an opportunity to make a play and make a stop on third down and take advantage of some of those opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, we missed too often defensively, and especially in the fourth quarter. But it's really just one of those things to come out and really try and put it all together in a situation where we know we have to play well. You know, like I said early on, the wiggle room is gone. We've got to be able to execute today. And from here on out.
You know, Coach, with that said, I'll turn it over to Art for one last question. Just want to thank the fine people at L&M Heating. Give them a call at 454-1899. Tell them you heard it here. Who's hot? Who needs to get hot? You get a quick 5% discount, Art.
I only got one more thing to say is go Cowboys. Join us in a few seconds for the opening kickoff.
Coach, last word.
I agree with Coach. It's go time.
And that's going to do it for the Highlands University Football Pregame Show, sponsored by the great folks over at Johnny's Mexican Kitchen. Art Abreu has a call up next. It's the Cowboys at Black Hill State. Cowboy football up next.
This is NMHU Highlands Football on 96.7 Sam FM, the Sports Machine. Today's pregame show is brought to you by Johnny's Mexican Kitchen, 717 Grand Avenue, family operated for over 31 years.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the New Mexico Highlands University Football Pregame Show, as always, brought to you by our good friends over at Johnny's Mexican Kitchen, as we always say, home of the best menudo in New Mexico. And of course, this afternoon here in Pueblo, Colorado, perhaps arguably the biggest game in the last 30 or 40 years for the New Mexico Highlands University Cowboys, as they're getting set to take on CSU Pueblo, the number one ranked team in the nation, and also an opportunity for New Mexico Highlands to possibly gain a share of the RMAC title here this afternoon. As always, we're joined by head coach Eric Young. Coach, let's just get right to it. Incredible afternoon.
Absolutely. You know, this is the matchup that we've been waiting for, we've been working for a long time, and obviously as we took over and started making some change in the program, this is the one that everybody wanted to see. So it's a great opportunity for us for this season, but also really to get a great measure to where we are as a program in the big picture. So a lot of things on the line, a lot of folks watching today, and our guys are as excited as they've been all year long for the kickoff here.
You know, as we always do, we talk about it during the Monday night show, and one of the questions which came up was, how long did you start thinking about this game following the game up at Black Hills? You know, we talked to Tony Pavlik, who says, well, maybe about 35, 40 minutes, but you being the head coach, you're in a little bit different predicament. You started thinking about this thing when?
It might have been still during the game, to be honest. So you hate to have to admit that sometimes, that you know, when we got ourselves into a couple touchdown lead late in Black Hills, you start wondering about, you know, getting guys out of the game, you know, keeping guys as healthy as possible. You know, what decisions do we have to make here in the last few minutes to get ourselves ready for this Pueblo game, and you're already starting to think about you know, hotel accommodations and some of those things. You know, it happens pretty quick. So you know, immediately afterwards, we were certainly getting ready, and I know our players have you know, unfortunately at some level, maybe been thinking about this for a couple of weeks.
Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about CSU Pueblo themselves. What do they bring to the table?
You know, balance is something I know they pride themselves in. They talk about it. You know, they're balanced on offense and defense. They're balanced in their special teams. This is a very professional program. You watch the schemes they run and the way they run them. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't hurt themselves. And they've got the talented athletes to be able to execute. So, you know, it really looks like a Division I or an NFL style of play in a lot of things they do, which is exciting for us, an opportunity. You kind of know what they're going to do. You know, we talked about on the Monday night show, maybe opposite of ourselves, where we try and keep people a little more off base with some of the stuff that we're doing. So it could be an interesting matchup today, but they're a good football team. Not a lot of mistakes, play with a lot of confidence. You know, they've won 20 plus in the regular season. So these guys understand how to execute, how to win football games. They're patient, they're disciplined, and they're balanced in their attacks. So it'll be about us making sure that we eliminate our mistakes and obviously do some things to keep Pueblo off balance today.
You know, Coach, one of the things, this kind of resembles a heavyweight championship fight in boxing. You look at the tail of the tape as we're going through some of the stats in the NCAA Division II. You know, CSU is number 8 in the nation in total offense. We're number 11, not that far behind, about 6 yard difference per game. Tackles for loss, which really stands out. New Mexico Highlands is ranked 22nd in the nation, averaging 8 tackles per game, where CSU isn't even existent. The other thing is in quarterback sacks. New Mexico Highlands ranks 40th in the nation overall, 2.5 per sack. And of course, that's not bad. That's really not a bad average. With CSU, again, is not even in the top 50. So those numbers represent one thing. We can get after them defensively.
Absolutely. And I think anybody that's had a chance to watch us play knows we're about pressure on both sides of the ball. You know, we're going to attack with our offense and try and be as fast as we can, both with the tempo and with the play call. And defensively, obviously, we're going to bring pressure. There's a lot of pressure on those guys, and we'd like to continue to make that pressure mount as the game goes along.
Coach, as always, before we wrap things up, you got the word.
Well, you know, I don't know there's much more. I told these guys during the week that I didn't think there was going to be a pregame speech. There's not much more to talk about. Everybody understands how big this is, and this is a tremendous opportunity to go put ourselves up against what is the best program in the country right now, and hopefully come out of this thing on top, showing that this is the direction that our program is going to be mentioned in the same conversation as the Pueblos out there. That's exactly our goal, and today we got an opportunity to take a huge step in that direction.
Coach, that's going to do it, and that's going to do it for all of us here on the New Mexico Highlands University pregame show, sponsored by our good friends over at Johnny's Mexican Kitchen. And don't forget, Coach Young will be joining Art Abreu after the game for the Southwest Capital Bank postgame show as well. So sit back, relax. Art Abreu's got the call next. 96.7 Sam FM. It's the Cowboys and CSU Pueblo up next.
This is West Las Vegas Dons Football on 540 KNMX. Today's pregame show is brought to you by Pat Romero Feed and Building Supply, True Value. Start right. Start here.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of the West Las Vegas pregame show. I'd like to thank the fine people we're at Pat Romero Feed and Supply for sponsoring our West Las Vegas and Robertson High School pregame shows. As always, we're joined by West Las Vegas head football coach Roberto Larcon. The Dons coming off a mild setback last week in Socorro, 45-20. Things are looking up. Things are looking brighter. The Dons have the Sun Devils, Española that is, and former West Las Vegas player in his own right, Miguel Medina, now the head coach. Betts, welcome to the show. You had a good week of practice. Things are looking up this week, looking a bit better for Española.
Yes, definitely. We had a really good week of practice. Boys are still focused. Didn't ever put their heads down after Socorro. Of course, if you guys were out to see the game or heard on the radio, you know, the boys never gave up. They never gave up. Kept scoring, you know. And we put points on the board. You know, that's the biggest thing.
You know, so that's behind us a little bit. All we can do is maybe lick our wounds, I guess you can say. Let's start there. Nate Vigil went down on the first play of the game, bounced back. Tough athlete. How's he doing?
You know what? We evaluated him after the game. You know, there was a little bit of swelling on that ankle. Kept him out for a couple of days of practice. He did practice, you know, the tail end of the week, and he seems like he's ready to go again, you know. Very, very tough kid, you know. Huge heart, you know, and he wants to be out there, you know. Didn't look like a serious injury, you know, just kind of rolled it up, and, you know, we had some swelling, and never much bruising, but like I said, he practiced the last few days of the week, and it looks like he's ready to go.
No, let's bring our attention to you for a moment, then we'll talk about Española. You coached your first ever high school varsity football game. What did that feel like?
It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome, you know, a good atmosphere, especially, you know, going up to Socorro where, you know, we went and played when I was in high school and kind of got beat, you know, but it was good. It was good, you know. I felt that we had a pretty decent crowd up there, you know, and there's a lot of support, you know, from parents all the way up to administration and you know, just everybody trying to buy in with this new Dons era.
And, of course, your slogan for this year, you know, it is that era, right? New era.
New era, yes.
You know, so, and the whole point is, you know, the whole thing is to get a lot of people to buy into it. Let's turn now to the Española Sun Devils. You know, of course, Miguel Medina, the head coach, former Don, you know, that's pretty exciting. That's going to be pumped up for Miguel. But let's talk a little about the Española Sun Devils. Obviously, I know over the weekend you were kind of, you know, trying to get that film. You know, I hope we made some contacts. So what can you tell us about Española?
We did. We made some contacts. We got a little bit of film on him. You know what? That they're not a bad team. You know, they had their fallback against McCurdy also, but you know, we got to go into this just like any other game. You know, wanting to come out with a victory. So you know, we studied a little bit of film, put in, you know, some of what they do, and I think like I said, we had a great week of practice. I think we're prepared to go in and have a really good game against them.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the practice, of course. You probably gave the kids a day off Saturday, Sunday, of course, whatever your coaches' meetings in preparation. So kind of, you know, bring us, you know, forward, I guess you can say, bring us to the present. And I'm not going to ask you how difficult it was to get the kids pretty much fired up again, but, and his phone goes off, but must be an important text message. But kind of tell us about the week, how it went, some of the things that you kind of look back on that you want to get better at for this week.
Yeah, we decided not to give Saturday off. We went ahead and, you know, watched film, got the soreness out, you know, did a kind of easy walk through practice on Saturday. We did give him off Sunday, came back on Monday. Actually, holiday Monday, we went ahead and had practice. I mean, we need to get that practice in. And like I said, one day trickled to the other. Even coming back Saturday, the boys were pumped and ready to have, you know, that practice. And everything went well. Like I said, one day led to another, and we had some really, really good practices.
I'm going to give you the last word. Any word for the West Las Vegas fans and anybody else maybe listening to this pregame show as they get ready for Española?
Once again, I end this, you know, I want everybody, you know, supporting the West Las Vegas Dons because, you know, we need all the support that we can get, and it's a new era.
Go Dons. Hey, this has been another fine edition of the West Las Vegas pregame show, again brought to you by the fine people at Pat Romero Building Supply. And right after this message, it's the West Las Vegas Dons taking on the Española Sun Devils on 540 KNMX. Gary and I standing by.